Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' lovely name. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message entitled The All-Sufficient Promise, and we're looking closely at a beautiful promise given in the Word of God found in Romans 8:28, which I trust is a familiar passage, and that is, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And as we look at this, these few verses actually in 28 through 39, that whole rest of that chapter is dealing with the doctrine of the believer's sanctification, that once we begin our walk of salvation in fellowship with the Lord Jesus, there is an ongoing work that brings us from being little children who feed on the milk of sincere milk of God's Word to a mature son or daughter of Christ. Now, let's look exactly and sort of take apart what this promise says. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And many times, perhaps you've quoted it or others have quoted it to you, when some really difficult things happen in life and there seems to be no answer, no explanation. How could something like this happen? And you just at a loss and you're in a quandary, and if the enemy could, he would destroy and disrupt and negatively affect your relationship with the Lord, making you doubt God's love and His care and His providence. But the Lord has promised that all things will work together for good. We are creatures of time. We're just locked into the present. But as we look back at the Word of God and the lives of the servants of God in there, we can see, for example, in the life of Joseph, the terrible things that happened to him. His own brothers sold him into slavery. He was elevated to a position of authority in Potiphar's house, and then his wife, Potiphar's wife, attempts to seduce him and lies about him, and he's thrown into prison where he spends that time languishing for years. But eventually, God promoted him to second in command in Pharaoh's kingdom, and as he was reunited with his brothers years later, he said, God meant it for good. He was able to take those circumstances and preserve the people of Israel because his father Isaac and all his brethren came down there to be with him. Excuse me, his father Jacob. And so it was a wonderful end of the story, but it was necessary for Joseph to go through those things so that God's good purposes can be revealed. So I just want to encourage you, regardless of what has happened in your life, you may have lost your job, you're dealing with some crisis or tragedy in the family, just know that in spite of how the enemy has worked, and yes, God, the enemy does work, these bad things are not coming from God. He does allow certain things to come our way for His purposes, even as He did for Job. So let's look at that promise. Who has this promise? Who can claim? Who can rest in the security and assurance of this promise? Well, to those who love God. We know all things work together for good to them that love God. That's whom are being addressed in this passage of Scripture. We love Him because He first loved us. He has sought us out. You may remember those times before you knew the Lord. You walked in willful disobedience. You didn't even know it, but you were just doing your own thing. And then you realized how great God loved you and brought you to himself. And so he goes after us, the lost sheep, and we're not the work of our hands, but we are the people of his pasture, as the scriptures say. And so he wants, first of all, our allegiance and our love, and then out of that love relationship, out of that fellowship, will come service for him. And so we're called, those who love God, and then those who are the called ones, the called out ones, if you will. That's the definition of the church, or the ecclesia, the called out ones. We're the beloved of God, called to be saints. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, let us make our calling and election sure. If you love God, if you've been called of him, then you can rest on this promise that things are working for your good. God's working is on behalf of those who love him and are further identified as the ones who've been called according to his purpose. And it's significant that a believer's love for God follows God's calling of him. It's the product of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And called, it really means just more than being invited to receive Christ. It means to be summoned to and to be given salvation. Romans 1:6 says, among whom are ye also the called of Christ Jesus. So we're not only saved, but we've obeyed the call of sharing the good news, of preaching the gospel, of giving the waters of life to whomsoever will. So that's whom has been addressed this wonderful promise. Now let's look specifically at the nature of the promise. Well, first of all, it's a really great promise. It's comprehensive. It's all-inclusive. All things pertaining to life and godliness are included here. What does it mean by all things? Well, anything whatsoever that comes into our experience, and it says all of them. What does all mean? That means every single one. That means there's not one thing that escapes the potential to being used by God to bring benefit and blessing to us. Even the worst of trials, even the hardest of temptations, even the most difficult of situations, God is going to work for good. All things. That's tremendous. We all go through many varied trials and testings, and God gives us here a reason for patience in the time of that trial you may be going through right now, that everything is working together for good. Now, let's be of one mind and understanding. The things themselves may not be good. It may be a blatant work of the enemy. He may have come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. These might be the heartbreaking things that you're facing, these kinds of realities. However, God has said he will harmonize them together for your ultimate good. And that's an extraordinary, I don't know, so we don't know how he can do it, but he does. He just does. So all things, beloved, that's a great promise. And then what else does this verse go on to say? It says, all things work. That verb, that is the sense of all these circumstances that are going on in your life, they are working. And that conveys and portrays a sense of active engagement or involvement. Beloved, in the realm of the Spirit, everything is constantly on the move for the believer's good. Look at our natural, physical, material world. There's nothing standing still here. There's nothing just static. There's a constant dynamic. Things are just moving forward, or else they're moving backward. There's nothing is just standing still, as if time did not exist, because we're in time and there's a continual change. That's one of the aspects of time. And so Just as in the natural world, there's nothing that's just static, so it's true in the realm of the spirit. We're either moving on, progressing in the things of God, or we're falling back. Another term for that is backsliding. And we don't want that to happen in our lives, do we? No. So all things are working. The active working of God's plan is carried out how? By the agency of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not only moving through the unconscious mind, but throughout the whole range of our life's experiences. He's cooperating with every single believer in everything to bring about a good end. That verb, that word work, it's the active voice, present tense, of the verb used, synergy, which is S-Y-N-E-R-G-E-I. It means he works together. And it emphasizes that this is a continuing activity of God. It's something he is perpetually involved in. Why? Because he loves us so much. Praise God. And also, I would like to share before I have to wind up the broadcast for today, it's harmonious. All things work together. Think about that word, together. As for God, his way is perfect. He doeth all things well. There's no jarring or irregularities when all is working according to his purpose. Even in the worst situation, God is able to redeem. Remember the words of Jesus. What did he say to Mary? Believe ye that I'm able to do this. He asked that of each one of us. No matter how impossible it looks, no matter how strained the circumstances, he is a God who is working all things together for your good. He's active, he's promising in every area, and every element is working together harmoniously. Praise God. Well, we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining us today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Until then, if you need prayer needs, I invite you to just take a moment. You don't have to write much, an email or letter, and just share whatever those needs are, and I'll be happy to send back whatever God gives to me for your encouragement. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.